Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Okay, welcome back. I'm getting back into it. Okay. Or do we need to start?
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of Gold Diggers. No, your ears and your eyes do not deceive you. You have a different person in the chair today. Basically, I'm going to use my politician pip status to stay out of it, but instigate a little bit. We had a week off due to illness, but luckily the Premier League gods were in our favour and we had a double game week, which was great. But yes, you can find me on Philippa Akko on X, and I'm joined by
Anita Rabani on X and on Instagram.
Oh, the sadness, man.
I'm Mariam _ on X.
Tima.
No handle today, babes.
Listen, not after that. Anyway,
she said don't find me.
Sam at S4CK.
Yes, and we're so pleased to have Sam back. She is our Arsenal delegate today. Like I mentioned, we had quite a few games this week. Obviously, we'll start with like the midweek games. Sam, you had a little bit of a thriller down at Kenilworth Road. Talk us through it. How did you think your game went?
I'm not going to lie, Luton came to fight in that game. They took us for a good bullying. And when that first goal went in, I was actually perplexed at the fact that no one was marking the back post. No one was there. Raya is even off his line. Why? Anyhow. Then it happened again at the second goal. The same thing has happened. How have you not learned from your mistakes the first time? But anyways, second goal went in. Then we came back. I'm actually impressed with Havertz a little bit, you know.
He does that.
Do you know what? Because we haven't seen you... We haven't seen you this season yet. We haven't had like your opinion of how did you feel when you heard that you were signing Havertz?
I was absolutely not a fan. I saw what he did at your team. We saw what he was doing at Havertz was doing nothing at Chelsea. Absolutely nothing. Then they made such a sell of him. 65 big, great British pounds for him. I didn't see anything for like the first 10 games. And you guys are telling me that I should have confidence in him. I was going to do it, but as most fans will say, you've got to give him time. I didn't want time. I wanted instant impact. It's only from, what game was it? The game, I think it was the game before Luton.
The sympathy penalty.
Even from the sympathy. Not the make-a-wish penalty.
Okay, so we see what sort of time it is on today.
Oh, I'm on demon time today.
Do you know what it is? Even that sympathy pen, I didn't feel like it did anything for him for a good couple of weeks. Mm. It was only the game before.
Because he knew it was a sympathy pen.
Even it's the way that they all slap him on the back. Yeah.
Bro,
shocked when he received the ball. He was like, oh, me?
Saka said, come, here you go. Don't do that.
Can you imagine your young G is telling you, come, take the ball.
Come on. He said, I've got my goal. Here. No, please. Have some actual shame. But I think it's the game before we were at Luton, I saw a bit more from Havertz. And since then, I can't really give fault at the moment to what he's doing. But Came with the third goal.
Do you think in terms of Havertz, that midfield works? Havertz, Odegaard and Rice?
I'm not really a fan of it, if I'm being honest. But it's working right now-ish. And the only reason why I say that is because Rice is like a cardio machine. He's able to cover a lot of ground, where Havertz at least is trying to come a bit more forward, that he's doing at the moment. So I'm happy to see that he's at least adapting to Arteta's style a bit more now.
Do you think Rice had a good game? Good games against, this week?
Against Luton?
Both of them, actually. That's a good point. That's a good question.
I'd say he wasn't really on the pitch as much as I'd hoped for the Villa game. I mean, he was
on the pitch. All right. Where else would he be?
But he wasn't where I wanted him to be. You know, some places that I expect Rice to be, he wasn't there. Even his passing, there was a lot of misplacing happening at that game at Villa.
I think that's something he needs to improve on generally anyway.
We'll come to that when we come to the later end of the week.
We're going to come back to the later end of the week. But now we're going to go to Manchester, which actually helps because we've got three panellists who were involved in this game. I'm not sure, guys, like if you are long time viewers and listeners, you'll know that it's been a little while since we've heard Anita sitting in this position. So I'm not actually going to start with you. I'm going to start with Mariam. How did you feel about your Mighty Reds on Wednesday?
I'll be so honest. Even when the game started, like, even 5 minutes in, 10 minutes in, I was like, you can't trick me. I said, you lot can't trick me. And even though they were playing so well, and even by 10 minutes in, they were completely dominating. I was like, you lot can't trick me. And then, of course, the first goal came. And I said, okay. And then the second goal came. Palmer equalised, and I was like, oh, here we go again. I was like, this is it. Like, this is what I mean about this team. You can't trick me. And then, of course, McTominay's goal came. But I was I don't want to say I was surprised by their performance, but I was quite surprised because I think I go into every game anticipating a loss. And that's actually so sad because I never used to be like pain. That. But I go into every game really anticipating a loss. And I know it's a very, very weakened, a very, very underperforming Chelsea side. But even with that, I thought, I don't know about this one. But I also had confidence in the fact that I know at Old Trafford they've not beat us in a very long time. So I thought, okay, cool. But I just went in kind of just, it is what it is sort of thing. But I think I didn't know, it's them ones where it's a hard one. I didn't know whether to be happy about the fact that they played so well and it's the best performance we've seen this season, or Chelsea are just really bad. But I think I don't really focus, even throughout the game, because I'm always like tweeting during games and stuff like that, or like running commentary with whoever I'm watching with. And I wasn't even really focused more so on Chelsea. It was just more so like, I mean, this is just a one-off. I'm not going to see this performance again. And well, you guys saw it yesterday. But I just thought it was just nice. It was nice to see. It was nice to see they actually, are trying to play football, because this season the football has been so horrible. So I thought, okay, this is nice to see. Like, it's good to see people like shining a little bit. I think Garnacho had an absolute wild time on that side with Cucurella and with James. He had so much fun. Amrabat stood out a little bit. Bruno, for once, filling his captain's shoes a little bit, even though he's gone 10 steps backwards again. But it was nice to see. But I don't think I deep till right at the end when I watched the highlights and I was like, oh, like, this Chelsea team is not that good. However, I did realise that we still have issues. Every time Chelsea would break on the counter, I was like, oh my God. Like,
I just want to stop you there. Sorry. I've had enough.
Excuse me? I'm not finished. I was just going to say, when Chelsea break on the counter, it just shows that we have deep issues. You guys, the main character syndrome is coming back already.
No, it's not even main character syndrome. Okay, go on, do your thing. I just feel like, no, I'm not saying it's you, but yeah. I'm just saying, anyone who feels that Man United had a good performance, you have been deceived. That it wasn't a good performance.
Oh, absolutely.
It was
not a good performance.
Awful performance from both teams. It just happened that
Chelsea... I wouldn't say it was awful, though. I just think you guys are... Yeah, Chelsea, it's both sides are now so below par than what they used to be. You're right, I agree with you. Like, it was two very mid sides. But I think they're all right, but Chelsea were bad.
It wasn't even given mid. Like, it was given below average. Like, it was just such a terrible match from both sets of players. And for McTominay to score his double. And it's like, everyone's all cheering. Yeah, McTominay scored. Enjoy your new contract, McTominay. And Man United fans also enjoy that new contract as well. I hope he lasts for four more years.
God forbid.
Miss Lampard, five, you
God
know.
Forbid.
Give him the death row contract that we give at Chelsea. 8.
God forbid.
The funny thing is, though, I think a couple of people were saying online that this fixture isn't the most entertaining top.
To be fair, it usually is. It's a typical draw. Like, yeah, how many years have they been drawing it?
Because I remember a couple of weeks ago when I was here and Timo was like, oh, like, she reckons they're going to beat us. I was like, no, it's going to be boring. Like, you lot are, and I was saying that Chelsea fans are expecting quite a bit, but I was thinking it's going to be a little bit boring because that's what we usually get.
I wish someone had mentioned this before because we really need to run back the tapes.
Oh, I saw the tapes.
To run back the tapes because there was a couple of episodes ago, I wasn't privy to the conversation in person, but I definitely listened back. And we had to talk about, we had to discuss how many points we saw Chelsea picking up in their next few games. And like, I can't remember, was it like five games that we like was discussed?
Or yep, it was five games.
So 5 times 3 is 15. I don't know how many points you've picked up in that.
I think that's, yeah, 5 times 3 is 15.
Five times 3 is 15.
So I think if we do the math.
We picked 1 point in three.
If we do the math.
Please don't come for me.
Do you want me to speak?
Oh, please.
What's she doing?
She's written a speech, guys.
So I want to read out something that I put into the Gold Diggers chat. In relation to Chelsea Football Club, the only comment I'll make is what Bree said about Jackson is correct. And in the words of Moyo, this club is finished. I will make no more further comments at this stage. Thank you.
You can't be doing this. This is not allowed.
This stage.
You guys had said, you said that where you wanted to have a go, innit? You wanted to have a go with United.
It's amazing that you're back, Sammy. really missed you. But I will not be making a further comment about this football club.
Okay, so seeing as Tima is being non-cooperative today, uncooperative is the actual word. And I'm really sorry. It sits on you. Where did it go wrong? just on Wednesday night. I'm not talking about, you know. I'm saying when you see the team sheet an hour before kickoff, what is going through your mind, that and then what's line. Going through your mind during
that back line.
Okay.
Oh, you speaking?
Oh, we speaking now.
The anger's coming back.
Go
that back line. For me, not one player was playing in position that they should have, including Thiago Silva. Why? So when I saw Cucurella, I was like, okay, he's playing left back. The game started. The guy's on the opposite side of the pitch. And then what? De Sassi was in the centre back. He should have been on the right. And then Thiago Silva should have been in the right of the centre. And Colwill should have been left centre back. How is everyone out of position?
You're
so I mean,
how is everybody out of position? Not one person in that back line is.
I'd say that's a coaching issue. No?
I was gonna say that's to me.
He's done that all season. The thing is, like, I've never got on to Poch, but he is really a criminal. He is really a criminal.
Okay.
I've
been seeing your tweets everywhere, and I've just been looking at you like you're not pathetic, but you're pathetic just a little bit, like. It's not Poch's fault.
Who's pathetic?
You! It's not Poch's fault. It's not.
Who are you calling pathetic?
You. You and everyone who thinks that this is all Poch's fault. Like, I'm sorry.
You're misrepresenting my tweets. I have never pulled up one tweet that I've said, this is Poch's fault. Please.
Oh, God.
Please pull up one tweet, because you're not going to find it.
Anyway. Commercial break. While Anita finds that, I would just like to discuss the fact that West Ham beat Tottenham Hotspur 2-1 at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, at the Beyonce Stadium. Just fantastic. Obviously, our cup final. If that's our cup final, we've won 2 this year. Okay, thank you. I'm finished.
Add over.
Add. Commercial break finished.
No, it's not done yet.
Skip ad?
Because the only people I can't cuss out is the board. I don't cuss out Poch like that online.
But the thing is, question him and saying that Poch will probably be sacked.
He probably is going to be sacked.
I don't think he's going to be sacked. And I don't think he deserves to be sacked either.
Wow.
He's going to be around for the January window.
I don't think Chelsea can afford to sack him.
They can't.
They can't. Because one, it's like time. You lot are already, as far as your fans are concerned, behind the pace in terms of this new project.
Bruh.
You do not have time to find somebody new that. And to implement a new set of style. Not right now.
Also,
I'm not saying that you men have got money, but can you really afford to be paying Graham Michael Potter and this Graham one Stephen, here Stephen. As well, Stephen.
Michael,
I bet it is Michael. I'm just saying.
No, his name's Stephen.
It's Stephen. You Googled.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I will put 100% of my money on Tima being right. No, 100%.
I thought it was James, but it's actually Stephen.
It's Stephen. My bad. Apologies. I don't mean to misname you. But the fact of the matter is, can you really be paying two people out in such a short amount of time?
And they're still paying out Tuchel as well.
That I mean, part. Tuchel was the biggest. The sacking, we all know how the fan base. Well, me, I think of that. The thing about Poch, why I think he's going to be sacked, is that the fan base are not finished. And I think whether you like it or not, I think he also has to take some blame. Not all of it. He's not the main problem. The main problem is the rot is at the top of the club, the very, very top until the very, very bottom of that club. The rot is deep. Mm. And he isn't, I'm not saying that he is the reason why there's a rot, but at the same time, you can see that there's no start. What is the style of play that we're trying to do? What is the patterns of play we're trying to do in Nita? Because I'm not seeing it. Why does he persist in playing Colwell at left back? He's not a left back. He's a centre back, and he's making him look arse. These players are not arse. None of these players are arse. Well, not none of them. Some of them are. We know who.
Can I ask you a question? So we really just briefly touched on Colwell. And how did you feel about Colwell being made captain midweek?
Anissa can answer that question.
I was fine with it.
Yeah,
I don't see any problem. That is a Chelsea through and through academy prospect that came through. He's now in the first team. Why wouldn't he be captain?
Who else would you put as captain?
Don't you have to? Do you not think? I don't know. Maybe you think different. Don't you have to earn the captain's armband? I'm not saying that.
Yeah, and I feel like everyone always forgets that in the dressing room, the places that we can't see, these players make different kinds of impacts behind the scenes, which is why they're given captaincies. Like
we don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
We don't know what positive impact he has on all the other players. And when you look at Colwell on the pitch, he's always that one person that is on smoke for his teammates. When someone's in beef, Colwell's gonna run and he's gonna make sure that he's there. He's gonna make sure that he's harassing the referee. He is that one player that does it. And if no one else does it, he's doing it. So I don't know why anyone's surprised that he became captain.
I completely disagree, by the way.
Because you want it to be Thiago?
No, because I think it's not even Thiago. I think it's also disrespectful to Raheem Sterling. He's literally... I do think it's disrespectful to Raheem.
So who should be? Who should be the captain of Chelsea right now?
The captain is actually Reece James, but he's not on the pitch because he's injured.
But then we all know that Reece James should have never been captain.
Wait, what is the chain of command?
So it goes Reece James, mm-hmm. it goes Chilwell, mm-hmm. it goes Gallagher, and it looks like it goes Colwell.
So from what I'm gathering from it, it looks like the people that have been at Chelsea the longest.
But Colwell has not actually been. Chelsea He's grew, been up Cole, and down. He went to Huddersfield. He went to Brighton.
As a Chelsea prospect.
And he barely signed a new contract in the summer.
But as a Chelsea prospect, he's For been me, here the longest.
No, and this is why Chelsea are not going to be successful.
But if you had given it to Raheem Sterling, what have you seen in Raheem Sterling that shows that he is a captain?
Throughout his career or at Chelsea?
At Chelsea.
I think if you're talking about behind the scenes, I also hear behind the scenes Raheem Sterling is excellent in terms of the young players. And there are so many young players in that team. You need like real leadership. And I haven't seen those qualities from Colwell yet. I'm not saying he doesn't have it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, suggesting that he will never be captain. But at this stage in his Chelsea career, with this Chelsea team, in terms of the form, everything that's happened, I think it's just the wrong move. And quite clearly it was, because his performance wasn't great. And that's because he was...
Neither was Sterling's performance.
Yeah, it wasn't. But I think you kind of need... You do need that experience in times like this. Giving the captaincy to him then, I just don't think it's going to... I just don't think it was the right move.
I feel like everyone's finding excuses as to why Colwell shouldn't have been captain. You've got evidence that he's been there for a long time. You've got evidence that behind the scenes, he's clearly been a role model in the dressing room. You've got evidence for that Pochettino trusts him, but we're saying he shouldn't be captain because it could be the wrong move. Why?
It's the wrong move in this for this point of his career, and also in terms of where Chelsea are as a club.
Wigan captain as a lone knee player.
this stage of where we are as a club, we are not performing well.
But I can't believe my team is saying that, though. I just feel like right now where you are to put captaincy on him is a bit wild, especially as...
But no one else was available. Reece James wasn't available. Chill was not available. Gallagher wasn't available.
I mean, if it's a temporary thing, then fair. Yeah, but if it's like temporary.
If it was just the game. I just want. I was just curious, but I feel like, you know...
But then isn't James James injured right now?
But in that situation, it should have gone to Thiago, though, I think. But
I would have thought that too.
We've definitely had this conversation before where we feel like it probably should have gone to Thiago, but there's questions about language barriers and such.
But I think the impact that, obviously, as mentioned, Colwell has with the team, it clearly something that Poch sees that, do you know what, I need that on the pitch as well. So
Yeah.
But it's great to have you here today, actually, because we're always yelling at Sam to give us the physio's perspective. And today,
Samantha, where are you?
And today,
it's where you yelled your name into the chat today.
She said, I need a video today.
So, I really thought you was in trouble. She was like, Samantha.
No, whenever, do you know what? Whenever she like at Sam, I just know she's coming. Yeah. She's coming for some sort of explanation. So give the people what they want. Reece James.
I'm not gonna lie. From what I've seen and what I've heard of Reece, he's had hamstring issues for a long time. With the hamstring muscle, that muscle, as footballers, you're running at crazy speeds, you're accelerating, you're decelerating, which means your muscles go from like a really lengthened position to a short position in a short space of time. So when that happens, you're likely to tear or rupture a muscle, especially if your muscles are very tight. So in Reece's example, because he's had multiple hamstring issues, it's likely that he will re-injure himself a lot more. If you have 3 hamstring issues in a very short period of time, you need to go under the knife. That's it. Your hamstrings can't take any more and they can't heal by themselves in that manner.
Oh my god, Faye was right.
Yeah, no, me and Faye had this conversation. She knows.
I don't know. Like, surely he's had that conversation with the medical staff.
But then remember, there's a difference between having a conversation with the medical staff and having a conversation with a coach. The coach will want to make sure that he's your best right back.
Yeah.
I want him back on this pitch. How quickly can you get him back? I'll say, look, hamstrings, you're looking at 6 to 8 weeks. Reece's case, that's 10 weeks. It should be 10 weeks. Because you are always in a situation, maybe he's had 3 games that he's come back, and then after that, he has an issue. That clearly shows that the medical team were right at the time by saying he needs surgery. Mm. Even his strength and condition trainer has said, I don't know how many times I've mentioned that he needs to actually take care of himself and do what he needs to do. If he's saying that, clearly there's something happening between communication with the medical team, because he should have had surgery by now. And if he had surgery, he probably would have come back this season fully fit and ready to go for the whole season.
The thing is, at the start of the season, when he popped it again against Liverpool, I said, don't touch him. Let him do what he needs to do up until for the rest of the year.
Don't touch
him.
Yeah.
Let him do what he needs to do. Rehab, surgery, whatever he needs to do. Don't touch him. We've touched him.
No, not like that.
That sounds bad.
Yeah.
But like, we've touched him and now look, he's injured again. And only God knows how long this time is going to
be. And you know what? That's only because of what he does on the pitch for the team.
Right.
Because his impact is so important, you want that kind of player back.
He's talismanic.
So.
I understand. Yeah. So.
And clearly, as a player like that, you want to be out there as well, helping your team out. But you got to think about your mental and your physical. If you want to be a footballer for 50 years, take time.
The longevity of your career. So. I think it'll be cruel to talk about today's game against Everton in like depth.
Let's talk about it.
No, I want to actually talk about Everton.
It's a place of healing.
What, you want to heal? Listen, Tima says she doesn't want to talk.
I think she's warmed up now.
I didn't watch the game, and the reason why I didn't watch the game because I knew what was going to happen, and it happened. Like, Anissa doesn't want me to blame Poch, but again, the tactical setup of that team is crazy.
No, do you know what? It's not like I don't want you to blame Poch. It's the whole Poch out thing that's really irking me from Chelsea fans. So like, yes, place him accountable where he needs to be placed accountable. Everton game. Anyway, I turned it off after, I think, first 20 minutes because I knew where it was going. I knew the exact direction that it was going. Everton game, yes. Man United game, yes. Blame Pochettino for the way he set up, for the starting lineup, for the captaincy in your case. Blame him for those things. But wanting a new manager, that's where I'm like, if you want a new manager, who are you going to bring in? I'm seeing shouts of Jose Mourinho. I remember at the start of last season, when Tuchel got sacked, I said bring in Jose Mourinho. At that point, bringing in Jose Mourinho probably would have been calm, right? Most of the players there were probably familiar with him. They know his vibe, they know his game. Cool. You bring in Jose Mourinho, he probably turns that team around. This team right now, there's no way in hell you can bring Jose Mourinho. They are babies. There is no way in hell.
No, he literally. Sorry, because I know you lot love him so much, and that's your king. But I don't think he's the greatest man manager. So I think that'd be the worst decision if they were to bring him in. If they did get rid of
him. Can I just be clear that I'm not Poch out? I know that you think
Thanks
I
for
am.
Clarifying.
Yeah, I'm not actually Poch out.
Attention was there. I was thinking it's going to be a Poch in, Poch out rivalry. I'm like, no.
Because I'm not Poch out, because I think, as I said, and I will continue to say, the problems are bigger than him.
Oh, Tima, let's not.
Listen, if you want, I don't mind fighting with you.
Tima!
Anyway.
Please, let's not fight.
Anyway, What I wanted to say.
We're all sad here.
Yeah, listen.
We've all lost.
Wait, I think this might this might be a gold digger's like first. Nobody collected a point this weekend.
No, Sammy,
you can't do that, Sammy. You lot are coasting at the top. You lot are lonely at the top, remember? You lot are were lonely at the top. You can't be
Liverpool,
sad.
Sadness
at
is still sadness.
No, I'm
okay?
just saying that's what they've been saying. So sadness like is yours sadness. Is so temporary. You're not bad like
I don't
some
know
of
this.
Mario, we'll get there.
What? Sorry, I just need to remind Sammy because she's not where we are, you know?
What I wanted to say, because I'm not going to dwell on Arsenal doing well, is that I agree with Anita. Like, if you're going to get rid of Poch, you need to have an obvious candidate. And for me, there isn't one right now. And the shouts about Jose Mourinho are criminal. Chelsea fans,
Absolutely.
This is not 2004.
Bro.
This is not 2004. I love Jose with all my heart. I think he was incredible for the time that we had him in both of his stints. But I can't see how, in what world, what universe, he works with these owners.
Oh, with that too.
If you can't work with Tuchel, how are you going to work with Jose Mourinho? Be for real, Chelsea fans. Be for fucking real.
Do you know what's funny? Yeah? I feel like the owners think the exact same thing.
Yeah, they don't want that smoke.
They don't want the smoke. Because Jose Mourinho, like, he's not a Pochettino. He's not a Graham Potter. He will go to the press and he will say,
100.
This is what is happening behind closed doors. This is why we're not succeeding. And I'm not being funny. Like, no disrespect to the owners, is it? But if you're going to build a team where only one, two players are over the age of 25, you're nuts. Like, you are absolutely insane. The lack of experience against Man United was sickening. The lack of experience against Everton was disgusting. I'm looking at these lot like, you lot are really rookies. You lot are proper rookies in this game. And people are like, oh, Raheem Sterling finally benched. That's our only 28-year-old. Everyone's happy. No, the next one up is 36. In Thiago's 38 even.
Isn't Sterling a bit older than that? I think he's pushing 30.
He literally just turned 29.
29. I thought it was 29. His birthday the other day.
So 29 and then 38. Those are our oldest players.
The gap is crazy.
Everyone else. Everyone else is in their early 20s.
Why are they yelling for him to be benched?
I don't think
they like to use Raheem as their scapegoat. I don't know.
I don't get it. Like, Raheem Sterling has put in probably one of the best shifts as a Chelsea player this season. Yeah. Everyone's calling for him to be benched, right? Cool, fine. Cool for him to be benched. He had a couple of bad games. What about everybody else? Enzo Fernandez, yeah. I love the man to death, right? What has he done this season?
He's playing in the 10
today.
But it's because he's been forced to play in the 10.
And that's the thing. He's been forced to play in different positions. Raheem Sterling's being forced to play with Nicholas Jackson. Bro, there's so many things that are just disjointed. But it's Raheem Sterling you want to get benched. All right, cool. Everyone's waiting for Romeo Lavia as well. When he comes into this team, what is everyone expecting from him?
And Nkunku.
Let's stick on Lavia. Because Nkunku, I can understand that. When he comes, we're going to be cooking again, isn't it? But Lavia, what can we expect from him? Yeah, I said what I said. When Nkunku comes back,
I remember she said
it. Going to make notes.
Receipts. But
in it.
I genuinely want to know, yeah, because the midfield right now is looking a little bit shaky. I don't see any chemistry between Gallagher, Enzo, and Caicedo at the moment. And all three of them
don't click.
They don't click right now. It's all disjointed. So I want to know what Chelsea fans think Lavia is going to bring to this midfield.
I think a little bit of more defensive balance and some technical ability that Gallagher does not have.
So it's Gallagher that gets taken out?
I think Chelsea fans would like that. I don't think that's personally going to happen.
But would it work? I don't know. Like,
they're going to have to shift it again. When he comes back, Poch is going to have to find the best three by mixing it.
But then it's like, we're going to find the best three by mixing it. Mm. We're going to find our best front three when Nkuku comes back by mixing it. We're going to find our best back four by mixing it. Mm. We're still in a process of mixing things up, but we're calling for a new manager. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. Let him cook. Let him mix it all up. Let him cook. At the end of this season, we make our verdict. You want another manager to come in for the January transfer window. So what, every single transfer window, we should now have a new manager to take control. It doesn't make any sense. Let the man cook. Let the man have his players, his starting 11, and then let's judge. Give him to the end of the season.
Can I? So if I was Poch out, which I'm not, I'm just on the fence. I'm neither in or out. I suppose what people would say is, but have you seen any progress to enable him to think, yeah, he deserves the time?
Baby, we had Graham Potter.
No, but in terms of progress under Poch, do you see progress this season that we didn't have last season under Poch?
The thing is, that's the problem. I'm comparing to Graham Potter right now. My standard is Graham Potter. He has improved this team from what it was with Graham Potter. He has.
Yeah, because at one point, I think a lot of people were saying as well, including myself, well, I thought this temporarily. I think when I saw you guys play against City, who else? Spurs, yeah, and I thought maybe Chelsea just need a serious striker and Poch could potentially cook, but I don't know, it's a bit up and down.
And on top of that, it's like, when we do get a serious striker, God willing, we get a serious striker.
We all need strikers, man.
Yeah. I say this every week, Samir. Yeah. We all need crazy. Strikers.
Yeah. Strikers right now, everybody just needs.
Y'all sort your own demons out, innit? Like, for Chelsea, innit? Like, when we get our striker, innit? Like, y'all, sorry, innit? But when we get our striker in Osimhen,
in January.
Speaking it into existence. Because we need it more than you guys. But when we get... You're second. You don't need it. You don't need it. Stop being greedy. Okay?
I want it all.
No. Let us have some. You're going to get it.
The whole point is she's second. She doesn't want to finish second, does she?
Yeah. That's totally so, have you know when you think about equally, they probably need it just as badly. They're trying to...
Mariam, there's no point in trying to rationalise. Please, save your breath. I beg you.
Came straight back out.
Yeah, she's...
Me not care.
She's on Pluto.
I don't care. Yeah, I am. Honestly, when we get our striker, and if things aren't working, that's what I'm saying, end of season, if things aren't working, when we get our striker, we can't figure out what the pattern of play is, Kobel's still playing left back, then I understand. But till then... I feel like I got a lot off my chest.
You did. You did get a lot off your chest. Because I tried to pivot it to Everton and she said, hop.
Nope, I'm not finished.
Back.
She had stuff to say. My interesting thing, the one, and this will be the last thing on Chelsea though, but it's like, if Poch was to leave Chelsea, where does he go from here? Because it was a good move from Southampton to Tottenham. And then obviously to PSG was a good move in itself.
Mm.
It didn't work out for him there for several reasons. And
still
then
got trophies.
Yeah, but some of them are a given. Apologies.
Okay.
Apologies.
You got Mbappe, Messi and Neymar.
Now you have to cook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like obviously the move back to England and to Chelsea, I guess, made sense at the time.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't gone to Spain yet, has he? Well, he has, but
West Ham?
Do you know what?
The thing is, if he'd have come, I think he should have come to West Ham instead of Chelsea.
Mm.
Personally.
I think Poch still wants to win trophies, sweetheart.
That's very rude to say.
I'm joking. You're European champions, man.
I disagree with that statement. I think Chelsea's team is what Poch loves, is young.
He loves young,
hungry,
talent. Yeah.
Talented team. I think in terms of structure and... stability of a club, I would also argue that West Ham also have issues.
I think we have less issues than you at this moment in time. And I also think that he to me sounds like he likes a project that is like he's building.
Yeah,
for you it's like baby. It would have been it's a task, right? You've got to get a team that's been sort of stagnant for the last season up to glory. Whereas for us, it's just sort of, we've never really been them guys. Yeah. Maybe I can get them to the next level.
And I feel, like I feel like the expectation of West Ham fans is so, so far.
It's different. Completely different. Very different set of expectations.
You lot, you lot are so impatient and you're ungrateful. You lot just want to win. You don't have no patience to see a project out. Whereas with West Ham fans, it's a bit different. Why are you screwing up and twisting your face like
because
that?
Because I don't, first of all, I don't, I think, you literally described, you said he likes a project. Chelsea is literally a project.
Okay, but the difference is that West Ham don't mind having a goal and a project and waiting times to do it. You lot want success.
You want it now.
You want it immediately.
But I don't know
West Ham fans, they wouldn't be
respectfully,
that.
And this is, I mean this respectfully, not disrespectfully. I think he wants, I don't think he'd want West Ham because they don't have that aura about the club or like that pedigree.
No, do you know what? No, but the thing is, I understand where she's coming from. I said, and she said she was being respectful, and she caveated that several times because we're friends.
It's like saying I'm not being rude, but like, yeah. You know what I mean?
You can say that, no, because look, at the end of the day, you have to know your levels, right? Yeah. And I understand he wanted a club with aura. You can say that, and that's absolutely fine. But what you don't get, what's called at West Ham, is you don't get, like I said, instant like need for success. You get time. I know you're saying that we're not stable, but we are a little bit more stable than you guys are. Let's call a thing in terms of like there are plenty of West Ham fans who do not like GSB.
Didn't you just lose that 5-0 today?
Didn't you call them the porn barons?
They are the porn barons, but as far as I'm concerned, they're working. They have a plan in place, which I can see where we're going. How many Chelsea fans say that they don't understand what's happening at the minute?
But I think if you're talking about, I'm thinking about the squad as well.
Interesting.
Don't get me started because it'll be like, Tammy, you're pathetic.
But the thing is, we're in the middle of building a team. We've got a technical director who seems to know what he's doing.
It's about a young team. He likes young.
Pause.
He likes
younger players. Yeah, but West Ham isn't like super old. There are a couple of older players, but like if you look at it, I think we have a nicer balance.
Chelsea have the second youngest.
Yeah, but that's scary. And this is not the problem that we're saying that you lot have got. You can't say it's good in one hand and it's bad in the other.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just talking about
horrific.
Yeah, exactly. So you're saying that he likes a young team.
I'm talking about the project. If you're looking at both projects and I'm thinking about what he wants from a team, what he wants from a club. I don't know whether West Ham is a great project and you guys will find a great manager. But I think, I don't know in terms of Poch whether he would find that more appealing.
It wasn't at the same level as PSG. He wanted to go into a team that were capable of getting Champions League. I completely understand that. Sorry, yeah, go on.
Thank you. Why are you itching your neck?
My neck was itchy.
I thought you were doing this.
Sometimes you scare me, innit?
Like,
I was actually just itching my neck.
Okay, because when I said, you're like, okay, but cool. I was going to say, like, it's kind of the same thing that happened with Aston Villa and Emery. Mm. You wouldn't have expected someone like Emery with European pedigree to go to a team like Aston Villa, especially where Aston Villa was. You lost Jack Grealish and no one kind of knew where their future was going. And financially, things just wasn't making sense. They got, who did they bring in? They brought in Leon Bailey. Who else did they bring in? They brought in a couple of players and to make up for the...
Douglas Luiz have been there for a while. But yeah, they brought in a few.
To make up for the loss of Jack Grealish. And then it was like, where are they going to go from here now? Like, it just didn't seem like there was going to be a manager that could come in and take this project on and bring them to success kind of thing. But when Emery came in, they didn't really have expectations. Or just like, oh, Emery's in here, cool. Let's see how this goes. And now they're sitting in the top four in the table. Like, it could be the same story for West Ham and Pochettino. Mm. It could, like, it's appealing to go to a project in the Premier League now and see how far you can take them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do see what I understand what you're saying. When you've been managing PSG, maybe you want something of a similar level to, you know, create the vibes. But then there is something admirable about starting from the beginning with something and seeing how far you can take it, like Anita said. But as for Villa, that's actually another point that I wanted to bring up because their team has not largely changed from when they sacked Steven Gerrard and they were fighting relegation. Mariam, I want to like get your opinion on this. What do you think has changed? What's different in this Villa team?
It's not comfortable, man.
So we're having chair issues.
What do I think has changed? What do you mean? Did you say from last season?
Yeah. Apart from the manager, obviously.
I don't know. This might sound a bit far-fetched, but I'm just thinking, of course, Emery's going to, you know, galvanise his team and say, you know, let's go again. Look at what we did last season kind of thing. But I also think looking around, and then if you're taking it game by game, and then you see, like, you see the quality of the other Premier League teams, and the Premier League this season hasn't been that great, if we're calling a spade a spade. I think even looking around at that is enough to what's the word? To give a team a lot of confidence and think, you know what, like, we can do this. There's so many, I feel like that's one.
What, like, are you thinking like Leicester season vibes? Where everyone was just, the quality was down.
Yeah, slow down.
I didn't say that. I'm not talking about anything that crazy. I'm just saying, generally, I'm thinking looking around is more than enough to see, is more than enough for him to be able to say, well, guys, look around. The quality kind of has dropped. Like, yeah.
I think, I'm not going to lie, thing. I'm going to say some nice things about Emery. Mm-hmm. He's actually managed to, I know.
What's
the hell? He's actually managed to bring in players that Villa were missing.
Diaby's coming off the bench.
When we played that, I said, what do you mean he's coming off the bench? You know what we had? Forget it.
No, please continue.
No, forget it. But it's like, he managed to get a 1v1 winger in Musa. He managed to get a giant in the back. Like, their defence is actually kind of solid. And I've got Pau to give Torres. It to them.
Hmm? Pau Torres.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Konza as well. Yeah. Very good job. Except the elbow at the end. We saw that.
Get over it.
I'm over it. And he's also managed to work the midfield a bit better, especially with Douglas. Mm-hmm. Who was Douglas 3 seasons ago?
Didn't you guys want him 3 seasons ago?
No, we wanted him last season.
I think he's improved massively. That's another point. I was going to say how he's managed to fill the gaps and make everything work. He's actually
built a team where things are missing. He's put it together now. Tactically, I'm not going to lie, Villa spanked us. They had us over their over our laps. And we missed chances. We could have won, yes, but we missed chances because we were off clinically. They threw us off our game completely. So I have to give it to Emery that he did coach. He coached a solid 3-0, technically speaking. But Arteta also wanted to coach the same kind of game, but we just got thrown off. What do you mean Villa Park is more of a fortress than Old Trafford? What do you mean?
But it makes sense though. Do you see Old Trafford doesn't have that no
this
more.
This is it. So
what is this? 16 wins on the bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
So it's 15. It's 15 now.
Oh, it's 15.
Yeah.
McGinn in the post-match conference. Interview. In the post-match interview, he was like how Emery reminded them that the last team to beat us at home was Arsenal.
Was us, yeah.
And he was like how Emery took that loss personally. And it was like a really bad defeat for all of them inside the dressing room, right?
I took that
so,
personal.
Do you know what I mean? So, of course, they bent you over and spanked your
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised. Like, the second I saw the fixture and I saw the lineup, I was like, Emery's going to go for the kill.
Yeah, no. And he went for it.
And he went for it.
Especially coming off the back of beating City. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Energy was high. It was chest.
Yeah, everyone's chest was puffed.
Do you know what really, not pissed me off, but I was a little bit jealous, isn't it? Like, when he was like, how, they don't think they played really well today. I said, okay, I will take that performance for Chelsea any day. Jesus.
I think it's because I think one of their like weaknesses is that they do tend to invite a lot of pressure and stuff like that. So I think so you saw that towards the end a little bit. I was like, oh my god, are they gonna make it? Like, oh my gosh, Arsenal are so good at scoring us.
The thing
goals.
Is, technically, they shouldn't have made it. Technically, because we built ourselves into the game.
Yeah,
we were just clinically off. Our finishing is just off.
The reason, sorry, Nisa.
Oh, here she goes.
The reason why you won't see that for Chelsea is because we do not have a coach pattern of play. Anyway, sorry, continue,
Norris.
It's not your time, girl. Sammy, what I do want to ask though is that online we had a lot of Arsenal fans yelling
so dramatic, man,
about PGMOL.
Oh,
so
God.
I want
always
to hear
the victim.
And I don't know. And this is I'm in my neutral bag today. I want to hear it from all of you guys. Did you think that there was a handball there? Do you think a goal should have happened? Do you think A pen should have happened. Talk to me.
Do you know what the problem I have with Arsenal fans is? There's a lot of problems, you know, not personally, of course. It's that they can never, and the club as well, they can never accept, maybe it's just our fault that we didn't win. Mm-hmm. Mm. Maybe
no, I hear it.
Like, why are you guys always the victim of something that is not even there?
I'm with you on that, Heavy. I feel like every performance this season, where they haven't.
It is.
I just saw a pick.
Every performance they've had this season where they haven't won, well, let's say they've drawn or they've lost, it's always. Well, that's one thing is that they can never really credit the other team ever. I'm like, what is wrong with you lot? Like, did last season like do something to your head so much that you lot can't even credit other teams if they've played well? That's one thing. And then two, it's always the ref's fault, or it's always this, or we didn't get this, or we didn't get that. Like, you're not the only people that get done dirty. Like, do you know what I mean? So I agree with that, Heavy. And that, but more so Heavy on the first point, in that they never want to credit the other team. Like, maybe they were just better than you. I'm not saying the Villa.
Okay.
I'm not
saying this is going in. Villa. Mary
has some stuff to get off her chest.
I'm not saying with Villa though that. Villa played better overall because I do feel like you guys did play well.
No, I think
you definitely played well. Scoreline definitely didn't reflect it, but
we just went on it.
These things happen,
and it happens. But
I do think they've got like some sort of like theory in their head that the whole world is against them. They've got this siege mentality, and they need to get rid of that.
It's fake siege mentality. It's crazy. You see the way that Arteta stormed out of the director's box.
I'm so sorry.
I think
that
he was just the game was just
he was
the
just
game
going.
Was done. I think the game was going. Done. I think people read too much into it.
No.
It was a storm. It was a storm.
You think it was a storm?
It was a storm.
Maybe a bit of both.
No, babe, it was a flounce.
It was just a god.
He got up and that seat.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just pulled itself back. And
I'm not surprised. He's probably angry, but...
Yeah. In that situation, I think the only thing... This is me, personally. Mm. I think the only thing that I really was on edge about was the Newcastle game. In terms of any other refereeing decision that's happened, I haven't really been...
Even the Newcastle game, the goal was fine. I don't understand.
No, the goal was fine. It was how the goal happened. Because for me personally, the ball went out. That's what I saw. But anyways,
you're
the decision was the
goal
decision.
Back then.
No, I'm not.
She brought it up.
No,
she
you mentioned Newcastle.
No, but I said because that was the only time that I felt that
she,
we were hard done
by.
Yeah,
she was just making a point about the only time she felt wrong.
That's when felt we were wrong. But everything else, it is what it is. Because the same things happen to other people, like other teams.
Yeah,
like
swings and roundabouts.
Yeah, like even the Havertz situation with Cash, that was all a hot
chaotic,
mess in there.
Yeah.
Too chaotic. And
Cash scares me.
And I just feel like, do you know what it is? We all do it as well. Like, for example, I'm just going to take it back quickly to Man United and Chelsea. I even forgot that Bruno missed the penalty because of the amount of chances they had, the amount of chances they created. And they don't usually do that. So I'm thinking, normally, when you bag your chances, you don't start talking about, oh, but if only we got that pen, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, if
exactly.
you guys had scored a couple, you wouldn't really be thinking
saying,
about
even
it.
The Villa
and
game.
That's not just you guys, that's across the board. Like, we all do that with our teams.
Villa
like.
Game, we should have just bagged our chances.
One game against the top six. Whatever.
Oh, you are so bitter.
I'm
just talking about creating chances. It's not even about United.
She's saying I'm bitter. Yeah,
I am bitter.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you've admitted it. Because it's showing.
Salty.
I'm salty. I'm jealous.
The pain here. The pain.
I'm jealous.
There's no pain here, man. I'm used to it. I'm numb to it now.
You're numb to it.
So, but then you made the whole statement. Says you're not numb.
I'm so numb.
You're hurting.
It's okay. I don't hurt. And see, but let's hurt together.
What is it? What did? What is? Omarion said.
I can feel you.
So
sorry. So much more.
Honestly.
So we've descended into madness.
I was gonna quote Omarion on the
podcast. Omarion.
I've got an icebox where my heart used to be.
I'm so cold.
I'm so cold.
That's funny.
Oh, I did.
So, okay, so because this like ties into something that I had on the agenda. So, do you see yourself hitting European spots?
No.
Next question.
What, top seven?
Top eight? Yeah, because
it's top eight this
top
year.
Eight. Is it top eight? No?
Well, I think it is eight because basically if the...
Is it top five that's Champions League?
Exactly. Yeah. So if the coefficient stays as it is, England get an extra Champions League
six,
space.
6-7 is Europa.
6-7 is Europa. Seven and is eight, Conference League. Yeah, eight will be Conference, eight, yeah.
The only way Chelsea make Europe is if they win a cup.
So you don't see yourself finishing in the top eight?
Not for me.
So if you win what, FA Cup?
Or calling a Carabao Cup because we're in the quarterfinal, semi-final.
Honestly,
no, final's gonna be favorite. That's not far now.
If I'm being 100% with you, Pip, I don't want us to go to Europe. I'm in a position where I feel like if we go to Europe, we're not ready.
Mm.
So please, even if we do get eighth, anyone who's ninth that wants to take it, take it.
How are we gonna get Oshin?
It works, but Europe, thank you for the thanks for the offer.
No,
do you want it?
No. Long time. You got it. 9 months away.
No.
How do you think we're gonna get Osherman then if we're not gonna be?
No.
Your...
Yeah.
How are we gonna get Osherman if we're
the
not?
The same way we trapped Fernandez. The same way we trapped Modric. The same way we trapped all these players.
Money.
She said trapped these players.
Trapped with money.
She said trapped. The same way they all came.
Everything was above board and legal.
Are you not hearing Mikel Obi on his podcast say, yeah, I told Osimhen, yeah, Chelsea, baby, he gonna come. He ain't gonna go to Europe, but he'll be all right.
So who gets that fifth spot? Who do we say gets that fifth Champions League spot?
This is far-fetched, but mate, it could be Aston Villa.
It could be Villa.
And I only want it to be Aston Villa because I want to look Arsenal fans in their eyes and I want to ask them, was it you or was it Emery, for real, for real?
Oh.
Sorry. Hey, might have touched on that.
Oops. Emery made me hate football, you know.
I know bears of you. Made you guys.
I just don't understand. I feel
guys,
like, yeah. Like,
you know what I think of Emery? All I associate
almost
with
quit football.
I
wouldn't be here right now.
I mentioned this on the podcast last time, but Aud still has Emery out.
Yeah,
that's how much pain, he caused.
But even in like 2019 when he was here, I still couldn't understand why you lot were so angry with him. And I get you got to the Europa League final and we spanked fine.
Yeah, we know, yeah.
But your team wasn't good. You didn't have a good team. Mm. Like
he made with what he had.
Yeah. Boy, I know he's done some criminal things, but questions I forget ask because if Aston Villa do get a Champions League spot,
but they're playing European football
the
right now, though.
Supposed to be so. Ooh.
So they are playing European football, and it's one of those interesting things because last season we made it to the end of the Conference League, and our Premier League form suffered.
That's
but
what I'm
the
saying.
Season before we made it to the semis of Europa, and our league position was better. So it just
don't know. That's what I'm saying. Because I'm thinking I don't know if they go really far in that. Could their form dip a little bit?
Brighton still
because even against Arsenal, they weren't that great because they gave their all against City. So against you, I don't think they were amazing at their best. So I'm just thinking if they go far,
but then that's what
she said. She said level. We only went to level two. To
I never said that. He said that.
Cool. Third gear. They cruised.
I felt it.
No, if Aston Villa get that,
so good about them is at the same time because, like you said, like they didn't even go into like gear three. I don't know how to drive. So I hope that's right. Gear three.
Third gear.
They didn't even get into third gear, and they still managed to beat Arsenal. They went toe to toe with you guys, and it's like, obviously, at the time, you guys are the best team in the league because you're first, whatever. I don't believe
still
in
first.
It, but whatever. They're second Liverpool. Now. Liverpool's the best team in the league right now, but they went toe to toe with you guys without even going into third gear, and that's what I look at Aston Villa. I'm like, let's not write them off the same way. Bare people last season, I said Newcastle's gonna make that top four. Bare people were like, nah, they're gonna fall off. Blah blah blah.
they got to the Champions League.
Mm-hmm. But so who's so? You said fifth, so they get fifth spot. Mm-hmm. So who's going to be the other team in that top four?
Not Chelsea.
Yeah, of course not.
We're four, that was 14 points.
It'll be City, Arsenal, four. Liverpool.
City, Arsenal, Liverpool.
I don't know if
I don't even want to say Tottenham.
I don't want to say Spurs. But
yeah, because Tottenham
could potentially be
just,
Spurs. I don't know about Newcastle because they look a bit.
They won today though.
Listen, if Spurs get those players back, they reinforce in January with a competent second string, then they could go machine for machine.
They could.
I hate to say that to you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I would rather have Manchester United in that Champions League than Tottenham Hotspur. I would rather Man United.
I hear that.
Same. 100%.
I understand it from you.
No, but remember, we're not. Are we?
What? You want to know about my.
No, it's all right. I don't want to. Don't want story time. It's okay.
I can tell you my story
time. It's story time. It's all right.
Tottenham is the one team that I hate more than anyone.
Please, it's just my only time. It's my time to present. You know, so certain right, people are right. Going to be listening. I just
you're right.
Less on the Tottenham.
I'm just saying, Mr.
Mayor. Home.
I'm just
what
saying.
Do you think of Tottenham?
Shit!
What do you think of
please.
Shit?
Tottenham!
We ain't Tottenham.
No, not you. I didn't say nothing. What are you talking about?
Are you done? What I'm editing is I'm zooming into you.
No sound came out of my mouth.
So you don't know what I say.
No voice, no case. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say to you. I think it might be Newcastle. It might be Villa.
I don't think
it might be Spurs.
I don't know.
I feel like Newcastle.
Oh, we haven't said Man United. Do we not think Man United?
No,
do we not have faith in Man United?
Not right now.
It's funny because this time last year, but I mean it's different. This time last year, I didn't think that we'd be finishing. Well, of course we were pushing for it, mm-hmm. but I didn't think that we would
if
come
top
four.
If you get a new manager,
we're not getting a new manager.
Let's dedicate this moment to Man United. Let's have a chat. Everyone, let's get cozy. Let's get cozy. And this is a support group.
This is not a support group though. Let's be real.
I'm not here to support you. I can't lie.
I will stop her if it goes too far.
What is your support?
This is a safe space. Okay, so obviously we all saw the Man United Bournemouth game.
Relax,
and
I want to
take a
sorry Pip.
I do want to take a moment to shout at Anita. Anita was saying, you know, Solanke, Watkins, all of that. I put Solanke in my team this week.
You got the points,
and he got me 7
you got
points.
The points.
I got the points. Thank
I
you very,
think
very
was
much.
Led by something else,
you know, sometimes our vagina leads us to the right places.
Salax.
But obviously, those 7 points were at your expense.
Unfortunately.
Fortunately.
Sorry.
I mean,
just for the points. Just for the FPL.
Like, we're not even your competition, sis. Like, we're so below you, Miles. We don't worry about us.
What's gone so wrong with Ten Hag? Because obviously, winning Carabao Cup and getting into the top four last season, it seemed to paper over some cracks.
Definitely.
What's happening? Tell us.
Where do I start? You see, my mind right now has 100 tabs open, and so many of them are to do with Man United.
Just close a few. Sancho. Just close a few.
I'm trying. Yeah. Even Sancho, because I remember when I was on the pod a few weeks ago, I was saying, obviously, and I know it sounds like that cliche thing that everybody says, but this is real, and I think Timo refer to this as well, like Church? When it's nonsense at the top, it's going to trickle down downwards, and that's like in any walk of life, bro. If it's rubbish at the top, the bottom, I know it's like looking at it backwards, but the top should be your foundation kind of thing, like, do you know what I mean? And if your foundation is unstable, just like with a house, you're building a house, if the foundation is unstable, the house is going to fall down, bro.
Yeah, just like Old Trafford.
Well, exactly. Wow. Exactly.
I'm not getting right
in the roof.
Places staying 10 more years.
You have too much sense.
Gold fingers are on the fist.
Yeah, I'm not coming back on this podcast. I'm actually done.
Do you know what? We love a sing song, innit?
That's today. If you want the playlist.
First of all, you two should not be jumping.
It's not for you to be singing. Chelsea get battered everywhere they go.
I'll even join in.
I'll join in as well.
No, I'm not you guys. I have some class about me.
I respect it.
You guys have taken two beatings this week. Easy. Like, stop this jumping.
I was going to say, at least I've got 3 points this week.
At least I got 3 points
this week.
I'm disappointed in you, Pip and Sam. Sammy, I know that you're a hater of United anyway, so I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the question. Back to the question. I even get confused as to where it all went wrong. I think, well, first of all, as you said, last season, it definitely papered over the cracks. But I was beginning to see what he wanted to do kind of thing. I thought, okay, I know where he's going. One thing's for sure, you can say that Ten Hag signings haven't turned out to be what they were supposed to be. Antony, that's a robbery. Completely. I don't think he's never ever going to reach that price tag. So that
I just want to mention that Kudos was also at Ajax.
No, and he picked Antony. That's wild, bro. As in, like, you had both options and you
just
took,
saying.
I can't believe that, man.
I have comments.
GH Prince could have been with us, man.
Kudos.
Is that what they sing in Ghana?
It's what they sing at the London Stadium, love.
It was a genuine question.
What they sing
is that all? Is that all they can make up for him,
babes?
It's so boring.
Mariam, I'm not gonna take this from a team who's what's called your chants are all chants that other people sing.
Do you think I listen to our chants? Do you think I know them?
Please.
What are your chants?
We don't need to talk.
Glory, Man United.
Glory, Man United.
Hold on, sorry.
What was that one?
Attack. Huh? Why are you not sing that?
You actually, you cannot sit on the seat of Why talking not? About
Chelsea. Chelsea.
We are the famous CFC.
Sorry,
continue.
Why are you laughing? Attack.
Because I have the right to
that's
laugh,
my
okay?
fault. I apologize. Mariam, that's my, this is my bad. I apologize.
No, you're not sorry.
I am sorry.
I don't accept it. I forgot what I was even saying. What was I saying?
Antony.
Yeah, first of all, his signings haven't turned out. They haven't proved to be what they were supposed to be. I think that is part of the problem. I also think, if we start talking about this, we'll talk about it all day. But I think, of course, Ten Hag, everyone bought into Ten Hag because of how, you know, his style of play and what it was like at Ajax, and everyone's like, yeah, like, this is gonna eat, like, you know, it's gonna go down really well. And then obviously he's come, but I was saying this from last season, and I thought he's gonna, even when he struggled, I thought he's gonna struggle a bit because some players suit his style of play, some don't. And obviously when you've got that mixed match, it's really hard. You're thinking, okay, how do I go about this? And I did feel for him last season because I thought, how's he gonna make this work? And I feel like that has now trickled into this season. And it's like, he wants to play a certain type of football. And I know I'm not going to use this as an excuse because I feel like a coach just makes things work. That is your job. That's what you get paid to do, bro. If it's working for other teams, like even Bournemouth, bro, we could talk about Bournemouth. Like, they are, like, anyway.
You talk so fast when you're like,
bro.
It's an East London team.
All I heard was bro.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking, principle-wise, he's not playing his football. I even think maybe let's say a few games ago, I generally think that he'd look like, not he'd given up, but it's like, okay, he's also come out to say that he can't play his style of football because it won't work here and stuff like that. But you can't do that, bro. This is why they brought you in. They brought you in because they bought into your whole philosophy and this is the way you play football. And now you can't do it here because your excuse is that the players don't suit, which I get to an extent because some of our players are genuinely, and I feel bad saying this, they're actually so stupid, guys. Like, they're so dumb. Like, even my brother's under 11 team play better. They have more higher IQs than some of these big men. Like, they're so dumb. So, like, even against yesterday Bournemouth, I can't be mad. Some of it I can't blame him for. I can blame him for the team he picks because he's completely in charge of that and you pick them out. And obviously, if you're going to pick some players, you know they say if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If you live by McTominay, you die by McTominay, for example.
Are you
example.
Saying that he doesn't have IQ?
Who? No, I don't think that he doesn't. No, I don't think
who
that he doesn't
think
IQ.
He's so dumb?
Players-wise?
Yeah.
And the thing is, some of these players I do like some of their colleagues, but I do think they're dumb. McTominay is just dumb in his position. Not further up the pitch, he knows what to do. He knows how to put the ball in the back of the net, but in his position, he's just dumb. Oh, God. Respectfully,
I can name a few if you want.
Dalot, oh, God.
Oh, please do. Like, I'd love to get input from everybody else.
I appreciate some things that Dalot does, but some things I don't. I also think that he can be really dumb.
Dalot
Bruno, for example, captain as well. We start from captain. Captain, you were supposed to be the leader. You're supposed to lead by example. He's also dumb sometimes too. Like, he's genuinely dumb. As much as, yeah, there's things we can appreciate about him, he's also dumb. Who else can I talk about? The thing is, Garnacho, I wouldn't say he's dumb because he's young and raw, and I feel like, you know, he just feels like The one thing I do like about him is that he thinks he's him. He's like, I'm that guy, and I can appreciate that about him. But because he's raw, some of his decision making is so awful. So I won't really call him dumb. That one, I'll allow him, kind of thing. But I can go on and on, on and on and on. Because sometimes it's like you coach your team and you say, you set out to go and play a game and you have all your tactics and then your team just abandon it. Like, what more, what would you do after that? Do you know what I mean? But I feel like where we are right now, we shouldn't be. No one expected it to be looking this bleak, because it's like we actually haven't won convincingly at all this season. Probably just, again, please don't get offended. The only two convincing wins we had was against the Crystal Palace, pretty much a B team, and against Chelsea. Those are the only two convincing wins we've had all season, and we're in December. So, I don't really know Ten Hag. I feel like, as I said on the pod a few weeks ago as well, I said, when you come into United, there's so much that comes into play. You're not just, it's not like it's stable and you come into everything nice and pretty and everything's set up for you and you just go. That's not how it works. So there's so much for you to have to deal with. Of course, since Ten Hag's come in, he had to deal with the Ronaldo situation. Then he's wanted to get rid of some players. That's not worked. Now they're back in the lineup. Sancho, that's not worked out either. The boy hasn't featured because Ten Hag still wants an apology, and I don't think he's going to get that apology. So, yeah, I just don't know. Like,
do you know what bugs me? Yeah, Ten Hag wants Casemiro out, Varane out, Sancho out, and I kind of look at United as that is a major problem on paper. Mm-hmm. That's mad.
As in that he wants them out. Yeah, I'm with you.
And then I look back at the Ronaldo situation, and I'm thinking there's a pattern here. Is it that you don't like
big personalities?
Yeah. Big personalities.
No, I thought that too, and I was watching. I think I was watching like a fan cam or something. It was a stream of different United fans, and this actually, someone triggered the thought, and I started to think, is Ten Hag maybe a little bit, like, God forgive me if this is not the case, because of course we don't know him personally, but I'm thinking, are you a bit insecure? Is it that you don't like a bit of challenge and then you get angry and now you want them out? Because if that's the case, then, bro, you shouldn't be here then, because you're going to get that at big clubs as well. You're going to get that. And I'm thinking Varane and Casemiro, who are
actually the least of your problems.
Well, exactly. Especially Varane is not problematic at all. So even that is making me think, what's gone wrong there? Because we've never heard anything come out about Varane. All Varane has ever really spoken up about is the fact that we play too many games and he can't keep up. That's literally it. But in terms of him being problematic, I can't understand that. And then Casemiro as well, like, these are two, we could say, not could, they are world class players. Varane, and they've come and helped us out last season, especially Casemiro. He's a big, big reason as to why we even finished third and won Carabao Cup as well. So I can't understand with that. And with the Sancho thing, I don't know. We don't know everything that goes on behind closed doors. But I'm not saying that he's right. I'm not saying Ten Hag is right, but I feel like there's so much more. Why is everybody giggling? Like,
Anita was going to say something.
Oh, sorry, Anita.
Three times, but it's fine.
Oh, same way when you were having your rant, I listened back.
You tell her. Everyone's allowed a soliloquy at least once.
Apologies. But I feel like Varane, he's a liability in himself anyway.
As you know, like the way he played, you mean? No, I agree, he does have weaknesses.
And even that, injury prone as well. And it's like,
yeah, so he's not reliable.
Yeah. Maguire, like it or not, he has been performing. So Maguire's been performing.
Very available.
Yeah, and he's very available.
He has been, but then he still has weaknesses that show, like yesterday, look at Solanke's goal, I'm sorry. So then you start to think, do his weaknesses overweigh his strength?
But Premier League player of the month.
You know what I mean? They got a three-peat, guys. They got a three-peat.
Like, they got manager of the month, player of the month, goal of the month. Like, I'm looking at it like, Maguire, you're not going to drop Maguire right now for Varane, who's low-key a liability. But what I don't get is having three fullbacks in your back line. I look at Eric Ten Hag and I'm like, well, you got Dalot, Shaw, Reguilon in your back line. That doesn't make any...
That's what I'm saying. All for the sake of not playing a certain player. And then obviously this impacts your results. So it's like people are going to question that.
Like, and everyone's like, oh, but Varane can't play on the left side. Or I'm just like, bro, Cucurella can't play right back, but we're making do. Cole can't play left back, we're making do.
The fact that you're making do is not flex.
But it's not a flex, but it's better than what we would normally do when everyone else is out injured. When we used to put Raheem Sterling and fucking... Who was Raheem Sterling mate on the other side when Tuchel used to make them play wing back? Pulisic.
Yeah.
You put Raheem Sterling and Pulisic as wing backs. Like, it's better than that. It's a better alternative.
Yeah, that was a dark time for you.
It was a very dark time. Made me shiver, like, trust me, it was a dark time.
It's not as dark as now.
It was really dark. And then I look at Casemiro and I think, yeah, he's also a liability because them red cards be flying his way. But
it's only been two, no? Is it two? Three months?
Been here a season,
like not even a full season.
He never got a red card at Real, by the way.
I feel like it's three.
I think it might be three. Was there one this season?
I feel like it's
there wasn't three last season. I think it was two last season.
Yeah, I feel like it's three.
Three in a season and a bit.
It's basically in a year because he hasn't even been here for a full season.
I mean, but that just shows you that Casemiro is not. He thought he could be that guy and get away with these things. Because I think when he was at Madrid, he was getting away with this. You know what I mean? Like, La Liga's not the same as the Prem. So, and I just think.
He was that dirty in Madrid.
No, I don't think he was.
But I remember the Premier League's a bit.
He came here, I think he's now seen the physicality. Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. So he's got what he thinks that he's getting away with. Yeah. Now he actually can't.
And the thing is with Casemiro, I guess he is a liability. Because I remember he said that he sees the ball as food and he has to, like, chase.
He sees the ball as food.
Is that why he has that meme of the.
So that's why. So I feel like that. So I'm like, hello, hi. This is not food, bro. Calm down. Like, the ball is not food. Don't be coming to take people's legs off.
I cannot say what I was gonna say.
Do not say what you.
But I also think Casemiro also came and he thought, rah, like, this is what I'm playing with. Like, look at what he's doing in midfield.
He's
like,
I have ground.
He said he's gonna. I don't think like it's his fault. Some of them cards.
We all saw the tweet. He said he's gonna come and fix this. Come and fix.
So he came to fix. He came to fix this. Of course, with came
the last time on the pitch.
But with Casemiro, the thing is, that's the only. Sad thing, we knew we wasn't going to get much out of him. His legs are going, his form this season hasn't been great. So I don't remember the last game I saw him.
Do you know what really pissed me off for you as well? Yeah, like I'm reading rumors that you want Anthony Martial to stay, and I can't for the life of me understand why this Martial saga is still continuing.
It's still continuing
because he's clearly not a reliable nine, he's clearly not the best striker, he hasn't been in a long, long time. Why you guys keep wanting to make him stay is beyond me. It's past his time. And then we talk about Man United being stagnant. You look at your midfield. You guys have moved on Fred. McTominay, he's going to get a new contract.
Yeah. That's 100%. Sad, though, because if you look at it, McTominay 100%. Respectfully should have gone. I don't think Fred was that much of a problem. I actually appreciate a lot of things about Fred. But I actually miss him.
McTominay. Down bad. But
you know how crazy it is to miss Fred?
You know how crazy it is to miss Fred?
I can give you tears.
I can give you tears too,
bro. We are in the bottom half of the table. You're still fighting top four. Thank you.
Touché. I rest my case.
Anyway, at least you guys are, I mean, at least Short on his team is not so honest. Clearly, she has to find joy in other people's misery.
What have I said?
You've sang.
Nah, Mariam, time out.
No, you sang so much. You're singing upon my head when I'm sitting right here and you're grinning and smiling. That is finding joy in other people's misery. Wait, guys, why are you acting like I'm crazy? No, that's like
you actually are a bit.
No, I'm not crazy though.
I can't believe you've just given Anita a pass. No, because we were singing together.
No, she doesn't get a pass, but I'm saying at least she could admit, when I told her she's bitter, she said, yeah, I am bitter.
You never and said she's anything
that,
to me.
No, and she's saying that she needs to, if she doesn't laugh,
where are you going, Sammy?
She'll cry.
Sammy's had enough.
Don't go anywhere.
If she doesn't laugh, she'll cry, but... You're not saying anything, but every time it comes to singing on top of me...
Well, if you address me, then maybe I'll say something. You said to Anita, oh, you're being bitter. You never addressed me.
I don't need to address you, though. I'm just saying you guys are both collectively loud, too loud for the team who have just collected 2 hours this week. Everybody quieting down, okay?
You know who's bad at collecting L?
Everton.
I know. Let's talk about Everton.
I am so pleased.
Congratulations, Marva.
I'm so pleased that they are sticking it to... You know,
basically, she told you to calm down. But anyway, yeah.
No, she didn't.
Why would you do that?
No, she didn't. I don't know what your problem is.
Where is your wooden spoon? Honestly, put it away, please.
Just everybody just stay quiet, okay?
But yeah, I'm actually really pleased that after the 10-point deduction, Everton are actually managing to pick up points still. Look, let's call a thing a thing. At the beginning of the season, after a couple of games had been played, we had all collectively decided that the three teams that came up, we're going to go straight back down. But obviously, that yeah, we did. So that deduction was a little bit, you know, iffy. But clearly...
They were always going to be fine. Have you seen the other three teams?
Luton have 9 points. Burnley have 8 points. Sheffield United have 8.
So they're going straight back down.
They're Everton have 13 and Everton 17. Sorry, they're going straight back down.
Sorry.
It's... They could deduct. Honestly, Everton could go on 0 points and they would still survive.
Even with a 10-point deduction,
they would have been on top of us.
We're 6 points ahead of them. Just 6 points after a 10-point deduction. Yeah.
It's interesting though, because Sean Dash doesn't fill you. He doesn't seem like.
But this is what he does. Yeah, this is what Sean does.
This is
what he does. He knew you've taken 10 points from us.
I would have rather had Sean Dash than Graham Potter last season.
Now, do you know what? You are chatting.
You are absolute cobblers. I said it last season. I said it.
Cobblers.
I said it last season.
That's what happens when you're desperate,
though. I would have wanted Sean Dash. Yeah. I was on my knees. I was on my knees last season.
You probably would have asked for Big Sam as well.
Huh?
You probably would have asked for Big Sam too.
Let's not go too far.
Yeah.
No.
Someone's going to save us. But this was last season.
We someone who's actually suffered Big Sam football in front of her very eyes. No.
No.
Never.
Do you know what? Ignore me, man. I'm just being dramatic.
I don't know.
So you think Everton are staying up then this season?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah, definitely. No, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I just like the way that they've responded to the deductions. Like, I think the moment that I think it's been like, what, 3 games since? Mm-hmm. And they've actually played really well. They haven't just picked up points.
Collected 10 points. Yeah.
So maybe teams need to start getting slapped with a 10-point reduction. Maybe they'll wake up.
Start with you lot then. Like.
Which one?
You volunteering?
You lot are below us, bro. Maybe you lot, not us, man.
Hey, this has got nothing to do with me. Absolutely nothing to do with me. But if City were to be deducted and then went into the Championship, they'd actually have to be deducted again because the way that their business is set up, they wouldn't meet the Championship's fair and fit.
The thing is, if, let's say, hypothetically, City get points deducted in the Prem, and they still stay in the Prem, but they're like 20th, they're still going to win the league. 100%.
Do you know how I like that?
They're still going to win the league. They will still win the league.
That's so upsetting.
Are you saying if that happened this season?
Yeah, as in if they got their points deducted the same time Everton did, they're still going to win the league. And the thing is,
disrespectful to those that are trying to contest.
It's true. It's true. I don't believe that they're going to win the league right now as it stands. Mm-hmm. But if they got it deducted, you think Pep is not war chants in a dressing room every single match? Oh, they will win the league. So let's count our blessings that they didn't get no point deductions.
You'll see him drinking that water bottle with his eyes closed.
They're definitely, but I think 115 charges are definitely, like, they're not getting away with all of those.
No, they can't. Not all of them.
No. Tiba, I don't think we should be talking.
Philip, we haven't been charged. Your team.
Huh? Why don't we talk about my team?
Not yet.
We can talk. We can give a very brief thing. We got punished today the way that should have been punished several times this season. Problem difference between Fulham and other teams is that Fulham finished their dinner and nobody else did. Painful, and also clearly that Emerson and Alvarez are extremely important players in our team.
Emerson
is
clearly,
honestly, my hammer of the year so far. Closely followed.
That's the man that we let go for Cucurella, by the way.
FYI. Emerson at West Ham.
Emerson, I know you probably don't watch us as much as you watch other teams.
I'll see you on Thursday.
Emerson carries that ball. He is class.
So funny.
We can't be laughing, man.
I can be laughing because Emerson right for us. No, but Emerson for us was so average.
Yeah, but for different teams, different profiles work. Do you know what I mean?
And also, I stand by the fact that Emerson wasn't given enough of a chance at Chelsea.
How long was he there for?
For about two, three seasons.
I don't remember him.
He was there at the Champions League.
He was never given a chance.
He won the Europa League with us as well. Yeah. So 4 seasons, I think.
Who was in front of him? Who was it? We couldn't tell you for the life of us.
I can.
Who was it?
It's not good.
Oh my God, it was Marcus Alonso. Oh my God. Wow. You see how we just miss out on talent?
And then Chilwell came.
I like Chilwell. I fuck with Chilwell. And I always will fuck with Chilwell. And I'm not thinking my vagina, so don't you dare.
As a Chilly fan. Yeah.
I'm a Chilwell fan. I love Chilwell.
How long is he out for?
Chilwell's run, like that Champions League run.
Boy, solid. Unmatched.
New year, I think.
I
think so.
Chile back new year. KDB apparently is training on grass. Everybody be scared.
Not everybody. KDB is, I don't know what program he's on, but boy.
What are you saying? We're expecting another injury, yeah.
Oh, you think it's too soon? You think it's too soon?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. The thing but is, what was his injury?
He's had a hamstring surgery. Because he's had issues as well, but they're not issues that have been brought out, you know, to the public as much. But he's admitted that he's had.
He's inside information.
Come on.
No,
he's had issues that he hasn't really talked about as much. And because KDB, he's that kind of guy that just wants to go out and play for his team. So he's held it back, the surgery essentially. So maybe he'll probably be back for the title running, 100%. And Pep is gonna obviously be using him as the machine at that point. But
oh, when they go on their inevitable, like,
you know what I mean, like 10 right
game
now,
10, 15
right
game
now,
run.
City don't. We're not blinded by what City doing. Like the game against Chelsea, the game against who they lose against Villa. Like, let's not be blinded. One or two losses. We'll see what happens after March. Like March onwards.
That's
when that's when things go down.
But so. You know what? Yeah, I think Liverpool, we're in their January transfer window. That's gonna be so key.
It's gonna be key for them.
If they get that one midfielder,
DM.
If they
need a six.
Yeah. If they get him.
Who was playing the six in their game? Wasn't it Trent?
Did you not?
Who was playing the six?
Was it not McAllister?
McAllister usually plays in that.
They're all trading places.
But then Trent is just flowing.
They,
and just
they ebb and flow. Klopp likes
Trent,
to have them.
Trent is just
Trent's been a flowing right back.
Move like the water.
He flows like the wind.
Did you not think Arsenal were going to win the league?
No.
Nah. At the beginning of the season?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Do you know? No, I said I wanted to be different from everybody, and I said Man United like a fool. I remember that.
Please,
like a fool. I wanted to be different.
Please, marry him suffering. Please.
Sorry. I don't mean like that. I'm just saying like that's what I said because I thought Erik ten Hag was onto something at the end of last season, but clearly not.
Do you think you're going to win the league?
In my honest opinion, there's a lot of work that we need to do to be a title winning team. I saw a question on Twitter actually that said, can you win a title?
I
would have
thrown tomatoes at you so bad.
I
want
to hear.
I saw a question, on the TL that said, can you win a league with a shit goalkeeper but a good defence? And that's what our current situation is right now. I don't believe in Raya or Ramsdale. We've got one guy that's got ADHD and the other one looking like Enrique Iglesias. I don't know what we are supposed
to. Easy now on the ADHD because I also think I have ADHD.
Please. I've got
easy.
ADHD.
easier now.
I've got ADHD. I can't sit still. Like I've got ADHD.
What, Enrique Iglesias?
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah.
Sexy boy. Yeah.
But
that is actually an interesting question, though.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question because usually you can win titles with, you can get away with it with a good goalkeeper. Like obviously, like Liverpool have an excellent goalkeeper, but the defense is a bit shaky right now. Can we get away with a shit goalkeeper but
you
a good defence?
You potentially could. I'm not to be a main character. I remember back in 2013, the last Premier League title that we won.
I've got to take an interlude, y'all.
The last Premier League title.
Our ring stops here.
Okay, ma'am. The last Premier League. The last
We're actually going to finish in a minute.
You got no shoes on.
The last Premier League title that we won was in 2013. And De Gea wasn't that good. He'd only come in 2011. He still was very, very shaky. He wasn't that good, but they won it.
Yeah, so. Man. That's my concern. I believe that we have the minerals to win the league, but
Do you think you've got enough firepower?
I think we have January will be a serious determination if we have enough firepower. Because one thing that Arteta had said is that last season we really did lose out because of key injuries. And I believe that if we had Saliba instead of Robert Holding in defence, I think we could have taken the league. But no. You can shake your head, that's fine. I don't want to, let's not even get into it. But
just know.
If we have a fully fit team, then, and with reinforcements, we can take it. But my issue is our goalkeeping situation. I feel like that there is just, is too rocky right now.
I was really surprised you went so gung-ho for Raya.
Same.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did liked Brentford last season, but I didn't think that he was such a standout. I think there are other keepers in the league who I would pick before him, but I still wouldn't pick to be your, you know, number. Is he your number two? Is he your number one? I don't even know at this point.
I think it's mainly like a lot of Arsenal fans believe in Arteta's talent ID. They see whatever Arteta sees. Whatever Arteta sees, he clearly sees something and a vision for it happening. Like Ramsdale, we never thought that he was going to do what he did for us. But maybe Raya, he believes in Raya enough for him to take us to the next level. But from what I'm seeing right now, we just got two second string goalkeepers is what I see.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know Ramsdale though, I still think he's a good goalkeeper. Of course he just has his weaknesses and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think he deserved the way that he's been treated.
Yeah, 100%. But I don't like the thing how they've made it such a massive thing about him being dropped and his dad coming out to speak like, brother, yeah, you're the only person to be dropped.
You know, he did the same thing to Leno. He did the same thing to Leno. Leno was like,
well, exactly,
what,
look at Leno.
What did I do? Exactly. I honestly think Leno should have started, like, Leno.
But I just feel like they made such a thing of it. I hear it, of course, because it affects different players differently. But I feel like they made such a big thing of it. Like, get a grip, dad, be quiet.
Dad, like,
okay,
chill. Like, yeah, dad
shouldn't have spoken. But I do think, like, being a goalkeeper is slightly different to other outfield players. Like, everything is built on confidence and maturity and time. And I think doing the mind trick thing does not work.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Because there's only one of you.
Yeah.
And like Ramsdale said himself, you spend a lot of time between the sticks by yourself. You have to be in the right mindset.
Yeah,
you have to stay on ready. I think that
you've got a point.
You need serious concentration, because there's one time he let a goal in because he saw a bird. Like, what do you mean?
I'd be a really rubbish bird on the floor. Has that been confirmed?
He said it himself. He literally said he saw a bird to the left and his dad's come out. Yeah, what now?
No, but do you see why he'd get distracted though? Because if, for example, remember Arsenal was so good for a long period last season and they were dominating. I'm saying when your team is constantly dominating, they've constantly got the ball, and bro, you're not seeing your opponent come and attack you for maybe 15, 20 minutes of the game. No. Little things can throw you off.
No. I look at Chelsea 04-05 letting 15 goals. Our team was heavily possession based, and then what you think? Better check and blink for a second. No,
exactly.
Every time Edison blinks and lets in a goal, he's hard on himself. Like, he's looking at himself like, oh shit, how did I let that go in? And you're telling me you saw a bird. If you want to be the best,
he's mentioned potentially having ADHD as well.
See what I mean? I said facts. Laughed at me.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that part, because I was thinking, if you want to be a top goalkeeper,
that wasn't the reason why I laughed.
I don't know if he actually said he had ADHD, or there was speculation that he does have ADHD. But
they were saying that on the basis of like
what he was saying,
it sounds like he's.
Mm. Either way, we need a competent keeper.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen Raya wow me. He hasn't given me like, whoa, that save. I might believe in you a bit. He hasn't done anything to like give me enough confidence to say, do you know what?
Are you guys gonna buy him?
Oh, looks like it. Apparently, that's what's his name.
Fab said.
Well, they're saying that you're gonna buy him in January because you can't loan Tony at the same time. Ivan Tony.
I don't remember that bit, but all I know,
if you're gonna loan, you can't loan two players from the same team.
Why would he loan? Why would they just buy him? Why wouldn't you just buy Tony rather than that?
I'm sure we would buy Tony.
Apparently,
but I don't
know.
That
you're looking
all
to
I know is
instead.
That I Fab has said that.
Leave Tony. Some of us.
Some of us what? Have Solanke, please.
Some of us are in dire needs.
Didn't you just buy Rashmus Hodgson?
Exactly. Yeah, but he's a baby. Whoa. I just don't think that. I don't think he should have been thrown into the firing line straight away. I think it's actually a little bit unfair on him. I feel like he should have been on. Wait, let me land. Stop doing this boo-hoo thing, because it's real. Like, why should he? And the thing is, with Holland as well, because we've been in such a desperate situation for a striker for so long, there was so much pressure on his head coming into this. Everyone's expecting him to bag, and as much as he's been doing it in the Champions League, he's not doing it in the league. But again, that's not his fault. Even Martial was suffering. Not getting service, let's be real.
Marshall's been suffering.
That's what
he's
I'm saying.
Been suffering.
Apart from him, I know people say so much about him, and there's lots of talk, but he is one of our best finishers, probably arguably best finisher at the club. It just happens that as a striker, I wouldn't say that he always got loads of service, and Højlund is suffering the same thing right now.
But I'm
go on, say what we have to say.
I'm not hearing it. I'm so sorry.
About Højlund?
100%.
But he's not even that experienced either. That's obviously not his fault.
No,
but
I get he's not experienced, but the whole, he's a baby, blah, 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 blah.
That's not the main point. I'm just adding it as an additional
That's
factor.
That's the point
it's
I'm not hearing.
Okay, fair enough. But the other things still stand. They're probably stronger. If we're going to argue with it, we have a strong case to say that he shouldn't have come in straight away. Like, I don't think it's fair. But hey, each to their own. And he doesn't get the service, even against Chelsea and even yesterday, bro. It's like, even our wingers, it's almost like they don't create for him.
You
like,
guys
do
have
you know what I mean?
Marcus Rashford, Anthony Martial. He might as well be a striker. His best position is basically a nine now. When he's on the
who,
wing,
Rashford?
He does. Yeah, but
I don't
pretty
think
much.
He's great as a nine.
Okay, well, you have him that he can play as a nine.
Mm.
You have Martial that plays as a nine. This Højlund guy, say it right.
Yeah.
Hoyland guy that plays as a nine, and you want another one, rest.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
Take
no,
Tony.
But, they're not giving us what we need, right? Same way as you guys.
But it's like kind of like striker. Saying, I'm going to buy a Lamborghini. That one's not giving me what I need, so I'm going to buy another Lamborghini.
Yeah, but what we need is goals.
But the thing is, when you've got two Lamborghinis, what do you need a third one for?
No, but I wouldn't count.
I don't think you guys need a striker. What you need is creators. No, you don't need a striker. You guys don't. Because
you need creators.
Rasmus has...
I'm not saying Rasmus has done even enough. If it was just one.
Rasmus has done enough to show that he can provide you goals.
No, he can.
He needs the service.
I believe
so
in
you
him.
Need to find the services.
Yeah, you just said that as well. You just said that. Like, he's not getting the service that he deserves.
Yeah. But
so I think that's your main problem.
But that's because
but then again,
and you just said Anthony and Martial is clinical. We've spoken about Rashford being good as a nine. You say he's not that good, but he is good as a nine, in my opinion. Mm. And Hoyland that has shown you that he can score goals, that he's got the potential. Your issue is behind the front line. Who is creating these chances? But Bruno Fernandes is not good enough
at
the moment.
I look at almost maybe, I look at it from an also tactical point of view
Mason Mount. You're not wrong.
Mason's never been that creator, and we know it. We know it.
But he could be for United, but he hasn't been given the opportunity to do that.
He's injured.
That's between him, Ten Hag, and God.
Is he?
Yeah. Is he back?
I think he got injured again, no?
I don't see him back.
I think he's been injured. Mason, and the thing is, like, that's why Sancho being gone, even though he wasn't cooking before, he's still a creative outlet. Garnacho,
no,
I like
still
seeing
a miss,
Garnacho.
You know?
He's still a miss.
Massive the thing miss. Is, everyone, and I feel like sometimes I'm almost like I'm holding my breath and I don't want to say certain things, but I feel like as much as Sancho wasn't cooking, and it's not old because I've got a soft spot for him, bro, he's still a miss. He's still something. At
you
one
need
point,
to
he was suffering.
All of your options.
Well, exactly.
And the fact
especially
that
you're
not exhausting
doing
a particular one because of, you know, personnel
issues.
And
it's not right.
Boy, I wish that was fixed.
Philippa, you can wrap this up however you choose.
Well, we've all got problems.
Yeah, well, clearly, because none of us won this weekend, so we do all have problems.
I'm so sorry. If you're in the top half of the table, just please keep your problems to yourself. Keep your problems to yourself.
All right, shit. All right, then. Well, thank you.
Oh, my God, wait. West Ham's in the top half of the table?
Yeah, we're ninth, babe.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
How did you do that to yourself? Okay.
Oh my God. Forget, we got battered and we still retained our position. Like,
I still stay where
it's a good place to be. I don't know if this is where we're going to stay. I'm going to wrap it up. Sorry. So this has been a very chaotic episode. Lots of singing, lots of dancing, lots of knee slapping. But make sure you follow us on Gold Diggers UK on X and Gold Diggers UK _
I'm not coming
Instagram.
Back.
Mariam will be back. We have to give her a big apology and a big
who's giving her an apology?
Of course you won't, arrogant queen.
Bye.
Coming cameras.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.